And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. If you're listening to my show, you're looking for tips on how to work smarter, not harder. And let's be real, you're already working hard to earn your money, but how do you make sure that your money is working hard for you? Here's how. With a Betterment automated investment and savings app, your money will go to work. They've got technology that will provide you with advanced tools, and they're built to help maximize your returns, not to mention your time. They have expert-built portfolios of low-cost exchange-traded funds. You know I love those exchange-traded funds. There's automated investing technology, and as part of that, automated rebalancing. Many of you have been asking about rebalancing, and it sort of feels like a hard thing to do on your own. With Betterment, easy peasy. They do it for you. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high-yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, December 28th, but it's not really Monday, December 28th for me. I am pre-recording this week's episodes as well as a few next week. We're doing that because Mark and I need some much needed time off, but we are still kind of sort of working. We're checking emails, and that means if you have any financial questions, just shoot us a note. We are at askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And I hope you'll realize that there's a bit of a theme to the next bunch of episodes. They are essentially some of the most common questions that we field here at the Jill on Money Show. So first up today, we've got Ashley in Boston. Hi, Ashley. What can I do for you?
I have a question about student loans.
Okay. She says with the, okay. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. All right. So tell me about what you got going on.
Okay. So my significant other and I are, we met in graduate school, and we have a very large amount of student loans. So combined, it's probably something like $300,000.
Whoa. Hold on. You got to tell me more about it. Like, what did you do? Did you go to law school or medical school? What are you doing?
I mean, we both have PhDs.
Uh-huh.
Wait
a minute. PhDs do you have jobs now?
We have jobs. Yeah. We're psychologists. We're in mental health, but,
okay.
No, I don't know.
Okay, wait a second.
It's scary.
It is scary. Okay. So how much do each of you make?
I mean, combined, we make around $200,000.
Okay.
A year.
Okay, that's great.
He makes around $110,000. I make around $90,000. And then after bonuses and stuff like that, I mean, it can maybe go up to like $215,000-ish.
Are you, either of you, working for a place where you might actually get some forbearance on your student loan debt?
So, I mean, my main question is, it's about split down the middle, like about $150 each. Mm. And he's actually already enrolled in, like, the public loan forgiveness. So his will automatically be forgiven, I think, probably after, like, 8.5 more years. He's on income-based repayment as well.
Okay, that's great.
So with his, it's no problem. And we can make our payments just fine. We're both on the IDR.
Uh-huh.
But my main question is with mine, I work for the private sector, and I don't know if I should even try to pay these off or if I just stick with IDR and just do the minimum payment for like 23 more years.
Oh my God, it's sort of scary when you say it that way. The income-based repayment, what happens if you start making a lot more money? Then will your payments rise? Do you have to submit tax returns every year?
You can either submit like your tax return or your last couple of pay stubs.
Okay. Do you think that your salary will rise over time, or do you think it's probably fairly static?
I think mine will, but I don't know if it will rise that much.
Mm-hmm. If you're making, let's say, around $100,000 or $120,000, what is the interest rate that you're paying? Do we know how much it's actually costing you when it's an income-based plan?
I think it's like 10%.
Okay.
Your take-home. So I think that I'm guessing I'm not even paying, I don't know, I mean, my payments are around like $600 a month, and that's it's fine. It's easy to pay.
Okay. Okay. So, all right, here's the thing. Since you're enrolled in this plan already, I say that maybe you just keep rolling with it. I'm not sure you have to accelerate it. Because okay. What would be the reason to, let's think about this. Why would we accelerate it? Okay, we get like an emotional, awesome payoff. So yes, if you inherited $150,000 tomorrow and you're like, woohoo, I'm done with my loans, that's great. But the fact that this, I mean, first of all, you're young, it's income-based, so, and you said you can afford it, and this would allow you to have some freed up cash flow to put money in retirement. Does your private sector employer offer you a retirement plan?
Yeah, I have about like $40,000 in my 401k right now.
Okay.
And then my significant other has a 401k and a pension.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but I actually think the status quo may work for you. Because
okay.
I feel like there's no good reason to take your money and shift it over and take it away from these other savings vehicles that are going to be very important to you. Do you guys plan to have kids potentially down the line?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing is, if you use every available dollar right now to pay off that debt, I'm not so sure that does you such a good deal in the future, because then how are you going to raise kids? How are you going to pay for these things? How are you going to save more for retirement and for education? I think you stick with the status quo. And for everyone listening out there, I just want to ask you, Ashley, did you find dealing with the income-based repayment plan difficult, or was it pretty easy to navigate?
It was so easy.
Okay, so like everyone listening, she's saying it's so easy. There's a lot of people who have old student loans that could qualify. So I want to encourage people to hear this, because you're saying, look, I got a mountain of debt. It stinks. It's going to be with me for a while. But you've got a game plan, at least. And I guess I would think of it as like, it's kind of like a mortgage. Like, it'll be done when it gets done. And
yeah.
That seems okay with me, especially because, as you say, it's a reasonable amount. And, you know, if it were a private school loan and you weren't in that income-based repayment plan and you were paying 8% interest on it, then I think I would give you different advice. Okay, that's it. That's the first day of my vacation. It's amazing. I feel so good already. Okay, remember, if you have a financial question, just shoot us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or go to our website, jillonmoney.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter. jillonmoney.com, free weekly newsletter. You know you're going to want it. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and lift someone up today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.